saxophonist Chico Freeman is performing at Yoshi's in Oakland. Chico moved to Europe from the States 10 years ago. He started exploring the musical traditions of Eastern Europe and Africa. When he moved back stateside, he incorporated his experiences into a unique and lyrical sound. Producer Reese Ehrlich tells us more in This Jazz Perspective.
Back in the mid-2000s, saxophonist Chico Freeman moved to Greece and later Switzerland to continue his already prodigious jazz career. He played concert halls and jazz festivals throughout the continent. And like generations of American jazz musicians before, he found a very receptive audience.
I always wondered why Europeans seem to embrace this music so much. And in some cases, I felt even more than it was embraced in the States itself. That was interesting because I found, first of all, that because of their love for classical music and the fact that this is something that's part of their culture, their heads were and ears were more open to, let's say, more complicated or intricate musical ideas and things.
Freeman traveled to Hungary and Spain, where he jammed with gypsy musicians. He later performed with artists from North and Sub-Saharan Africa. He appreciated the different musical cultures, but didn't seek to combine their sound directly with jazz.
For me, it doesn't work like that. It's not like I go hear something and I decide to incorporate it. I was more wanted to absorb it and let it come out in a more natural way, rather than to consciously sit down and say, okay, I'm going to play this scale or I'm going to do this or that. I wanted to let it become more of a part of me.
But when Freeman sat down to compose, his explorations had an impact. In this original tune, Dance of Life for Luani, Freeman uses a gypsy-style minor key to create an eerie and compelling melody. After growing up in Chicago and later staying in New York, life in Europe produced culture shock as well. For decades, African-American jazz artists stayed in Europe because they faced relatively less racism. And for Freeman, it took some adjusting.
One of the interesting things when I first came, I heard a siren and the police were looking for someone. And my first reaction was to look around because I'm thinking that they're probably looking for me or someone that looks like me. And what happened was they were totally not interested in me. They were looking for someone else.
Freeman acknowledges there's plenty of racism and xenophobia in Europe towards Arabs, Muslims, and Eastern Europeans. And he followed the news about police killings of African Americans and the growth of anti-police brutality movements in the U.S.
Racism is everywhere, but it feels much less here than it did in the States, even when I was there before I left. And now when I listen to these stories, it feels like it's pretty dangerous for a black man to walk the streets of the States in many, many cities in America.
Despite the continuing turmoil in the U.S., and after 10 years of musical exploration abroad, Freeman decided to return to New York.
I felt like what I wanted to do was incorporate what I've learned and experienced and bring it back home. That's what made me want to come back, really. And also that there's a whole new crop of young players that came up since I've been gone, and what I think are very highly talented players.
I'm Reese Ehrlich with a Jazz Perspective.